here a truck that everybody's knocking the doors down to come and take a look at with the trunk and tailgate. And so people just need to go to our website, man, do it on their phone, McConnellAutomotive.com. They'll see that. And Dalton, every SUV we have has a percent off place. So, for example, the Buick Encore, the sticker for around $25,000, you get 20% off that, 14% off the Buick Encore, 16% off an Acadia. So it's just a great time if people are in the market for an SUV. Man, it's easy math. You just pick your vehicle. You don't have to negotiate, get a huge discount. And these October deals, I think, really the biggest discounts we've had all year, man.
Man, that is some great stuff. Got to get out to McConnell Automotive to catch those deals. We appreciate it, Mitch.
Y'all have a great Wednesday, Dalton.
You too. Check out the website, McConnellAutomotive.com, or go see them in person on Dolphin Street just east of I-65.
All right, 838 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. So we were talking about it last hour, and it was California passed a law, made national news. I mean, and it, interesting to me, they passed a law that doesn't go into in effect till 2021, I think.
I think 2022. So 2020,
yeah, you're right.
Even longer.
They were talking about now having California residents being able to keep roadkill. Their angle on this was getting those critters out of the road. Now, in California, not just deer, they mentioned elk and antelope and others, getting those out of the road for safety on the roadway. So mm-hmm. The motivation is somebody hits the critter, they get to keep the critter, so it's out of the roadway. Okay. And then we started talking about the state of Alabama. I've kept a roadkill deer before. We had a gajillion text about this on the text line. And then we started getting into looking at the code for the state of Alabama and what is legal and what is not legal. And the best way to figure that out is go to the people that know. And Section Chief with Alabama Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries, Matt Weathers, joins us this morning. Thanks for your time.
Well, thanks for having me on this morning.
It's we're talking, and I want to point out to folks, as soon as we use the term roadkill, everybody thinks an armadillo or a raccoon that's bloated up like a basketball on the side of the road. We're probably talking a little more fresh roadkill.
Sure, yeah. Well, we certainly wouldn't advocate eating armadillo or anything like that,
right.
But to each his own, I suppose. Speaking of deer specifically and codes that would cover our game animals, and really what you have to concern yourself with is that it's unlawful to possess a game animal outside of the legal season for that animal. So that would be, that's the law covering it. From our standpoint, if it hasn't been hunted, if it's something that you mentioned, seeing someone in front of you strike it with a car and kill the animal, as long as someone contacts one of our local district offices or if they're in contact with their local officer, if it's during a closed season, we have no problem with that. If the animal has already expired, then there's no threat to the resource. Really, why let that go to waste? If it's safe to consume, it's as simple as contacting one of our officers.
Okay, so I want to get back into that process and how they would do it. But like right now, as of yesterday, bow season is in for deer in the state of Alabama, so archery's in. And so people are now in legal season. So let's talk about that. Somebody hits a deer now during legal season, they can keep it without calling, or what is the law?
Yeah, that's correct. Right now, it's lawful to possess a game animal. It's during deer season, so you can have one in possession if it's dead. You can't possess a live game animal at any time of the year. But if it's dead, you can have it. So there's really no reason to call right now. One of the common questions we get is, if I hit this buck deer, does it count towards my bag limit
that,
for the year.
You picked my question. I was about to ask, do I have to game? Do I use game check on this?
We get that, and no, it's not hunted. Okay. Striking it with your truck is entirely different than going to the hunting club and putting 3 months in to kill this thing. So no, it doesn't have to be recorded on your harvest record. It is not one of the deer that you have killed while hunting, so to speak.
All right, so I'm not sitting there by the side of the road and game checking.
No reason to do that.
All right.
Nope.
What about a little nuanced situation here, Matt? But, somebody hits a deer, and this question came in earlier, and the deer is not going to make it, but it's not dead yet.
Yeah. Yeah, we get that pretty often, and, typically you want to contact one of our officers to put that animal down, But if it's a remote location, if our guys just can't get there, we don't want the animal suffering. So we do encourage the public to do that. And as long as we know about it, that's absolutely fine. The worst thing that would happen is someone in the public see this and give us a call. If we already know about it, then that's half the battle. The thing to keep in mind is make sure these animals are dispatched in a safe, humane way. If it's inside city limits, there may be other laws that you're violating, like discharge of a firearm in city limits, where your local police officer, sheriff's deputy, or game warden have some leeway in being able to do that. So as long as it's done in a lawful manner, common sense says don't let the animal suffer.
Good. I like to hear that. What about just take it on and talk about a couple other things critter-wise? Although the number of wild hogs I've ever seen hit on the road is, I don't know that I, maybe one or two ever, but with hogs, being year-round, depending on the landowner, what about a situation somebody hits a hog?
Yeah, if there's no close season on it, then there's really no reason to notify us of that. So, yeah, and you are right, that's pretty unusual. I think even thinking back about our officers, I think I've had one instance of our officer striking a wild hog while on duty. So it's pretty unusual. They stay away from roadways very often. So, but yeah, if there's no close season on it, there's really no reason to contact us.
All right. And a couple other questions here coming in. Well, other animals in the state, and I was looking at the code and it said, obviously federally protected species. So somebody hits, you can't possess that. I mean, it all seems to be about the possession, right? I mean,
it is. Okay. Yeah, it is.
So if you could legally keep that animal during that period of time, then that's your green light.
That's correct. Yeah, we'll get questions pretty commonly at our offices. Well, I've seen a hawk hit on the side of the road, and it's really pretty. I'd like to keep the feathers, or an owl or something like that. Any kind of raptor, anything that's federally protected, you can't have any part or piece of it. So just leave those where they are. And if they are injured, certainly give us a call. There are raptor rehab centers in the state that can come out and pick those things up and rehab them. But if it's dead, just leave it where it is, because you cannot possess any part of it.
This is a question, too, going back to it's season right now. We talked about it because it's archery season. Somebody can keep a deer. Does somebody have to have a hunting license to do that?
No, they don't. If it's been struck by a vehicle, it's nothing connected with the act of hunting.
All right, so that was one of the big questions.
They probably do need a driver's license, though.
Yeah,
they would need
that. Well, if they're driving a car, most likely.
This question goes off into something that we've talked about on the show. We'll talk about in the future as well. But Elliot asking, what effect does CWD have on this? Now, we don't have CWD in our state right now, thank goodness.
That's correct, yeah. Now, we do take CWD samples from road-hit deer, road-killed deer across the state. But like you say, we don't have it at current time, so there's really no effect on that at this point for us.
All right, and let's talk about, too, because I was in the discussion earlier and somebody brought it up with us, and I seconded how great a program Hunters Helping the Hungry is. What about that? I mean, if somebody – could you have a fresh roadkill deer donated that way? And also talk about how Hunters now, starting from now through February 10th, can help out.
Yeah, well, the Hunters Helping the Hungry program, they don't take roadkill deer. They are literally hunted deer. So we have – you can go to our website, www.outdooralabama.com, and you can look up the Hunters Helping the Hungry program, and there's a list of participating processors across the state. We'll say, for instance, your hunting club, you've got a good number of does that you've got to remove to get your buck doe ratio where you want it, more than the freezer can hold. Mm-hmm. So that's a great outlet for that. So you kill that doe and you can take it to one of those participating processors, and there's a donation form that takes your information, where it came from. That processor, he processes the deer. It's ground venison, and local soup kitchens, charitable organizations, they will take control of that meat, and our agency pays that processor $1 per pound, and it goes to people who are in need. It is an excellent program. It's been going on, this year's its 20th year.
And I love it. I mean, I love the program for the reasons you talked about, and reminding folks, we're helping people here at home in Alabama. When you do this, that resource is going to help those neighbors, those people in your community.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's an excellent example of our community, the hunters and the sportsmen in the state, helping people beyond just themselves. It's an absolutely great program, and in its 20th year again, so very successful.
All right, one last one here. We mentioned in the beginning, if it is out of deer season, for example, or out of season for that animal, somebody hits it, the process, once again, who do they need to call?
Contact their local district office. You can go to outdoor@alabama.com, as I mentioned earlier, and there's contact information for each of the district offices. And then our individual officers are very good about giving out their state-issued phone numbers to everybody. So I highly encourage knowing your local officer and keeping them on their cell phone. It's as simple as just calling one of those guys and letting them know what happened, so that if we get any reports from the public about somebody picking up a deer or killing the deer, then we already know about it.
And thank you for your time this morning. Thanks for the heads up on this.
Absolutely. I appreciate you letting us come on.
All right. It's Section Chief with Alabama Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries, Matt Weathers. Hopefully we answered those tons of questions we had on the text line, and we'll talk to you when we get back. Phone number 343-0106. We continue on. It's Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5.